You are listening to ebuzz.com. Muhammad Rasulullah alayhi salatullah.
Alhamdulillah. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فكلوا مما رزقكم الله حلالا طيبا واشكروا نعمة الله إن كنتم إياه تعبدون صدق الله العظيم سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي دروش پڑھنا ہے Respected brothers, respected elders, mothers and sisters listening at home, in the last few sessions of Jumu'ah, I spoke on how Islam promotes the status of women in general, and my intention was to continue with the same subject, but however for the better, it was decided by all of the masajids in Leicester and all of the scholars to speak on one specific subject which is even more important, so that the impact is a collective impact upon the entire Muslim community of Leicester. So all of the masajids in Leicester today, majority of the masajids rather, will be speaking on this specific subject given to us, the importance of halal luqma entering your stomach, making sure that what you eat is completely halal. Very, very important. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in His beautiful kalam, Surah An-Nahl, verse number 114. Allah says, فَكُلُوا مِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهُ حَلَالًا طَيِّبًا. O believers, eat from that which is halal and pure, that which Allah has blessed you with, that which Allah has given you. مِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهُ, جو روزی اللہ نے تمہیں دی ہے. That which Allah has blessed you, which is halalan tayyiba, it is halal and completely pure. And then Allah says, وَشْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهُ, and be thankful to the blessings of Allah. إِن كُنْتُمْ إِيَّاهُ تَعْبُدُونَ, if you are to continue worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mufassireen have mentioned that in this ayat kareema there is an implicit message that when a person becomes cautious and he is very careful as to what enters the stomach, and everything that goes in is halal and tayyiba, it is halal and pure, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him the tawfiq that he appreciates the blessings of Allah. He is grateful and he is thankful to the blessings of Allah. وَشْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ. And that is why you will find a lot of people don't even enjoy performing their salah. They don't enjoy reciting the Quran. It is like there is a burden that is on the head, something weighty put on the head, koi wazani cheez uske sar ke upar hai, and he wants to finish off the salah as soon as possible. When you tell him to recite the Quran, it is difficult for him. 1001 excuses enter the heart by the shaitan just for him to open the first few pages of the Quran. But give him a newspaper and he'll read. Give him the TV control and he'll want to watch all the programs there. But give him the Quran, he can't read the Quran. Why? What is inside is wrong. What has entered the mouth is wrong. What has entered the system is unlawful. What has entered the system promotes evil instincts. And therefore he can never do dua and he can never do shukr, because what has entered is haram. And Allah says, وَاشْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ إِن كُنْتُمْ إِيَّاهُ تَعْبُدُونَ. The beauty of halal luqma is that Allah locks you in His ibadat. Allah locks you in His worshipping, so that you get satisfaction when you take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is of paramount importance, my respected brothers, like how we prepare for salah, wuzu is important. Subhanallah, these beautiful organs that Allah has given us, the tongue, the mouth, the teeth, the intestines, the inner organs, and the rizq, the sustenance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Allah has clearly said, halalan tayyiba. This dunya is a test for you. And what goes in has to be certified. And has to be certified with halalan tayyiba. In Surah Taha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, kulu min tayyibati ma razaknakum. Eat from that which we have blessed you to be pure. And then Allah says, وَلَا تَطْغَوْ فِيهِ. And do not exceed the limits. Make sure that which is halal is halal, and if it is haram, it remains haram. Don't look for fatwas. That which is halal and haram is haram. فَيَحِلَّ عَلَيْكُمْ غَدَبِي. Otherwise, my anger will engulf that individual. وَمَنْ يَحْلِلْ عَلَيْهِ غَدَبِي. And the one who becomes the recipient of my anger, جو اللہ کے غصے کا مستحق بن جاتا ہے, فَقَدْ هَوَى. That person is destroyed. That person is doomed. Mufassireen have mentioned that when a halal luqma enters the stomach, it generates inner lights. But when something haram goes into the system, he carries the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wo chalta hai to Allah ki narazgi mein chalta hai. When he sleeps, Allah is angry with him. When he rests, Allah is angry with him. Even when he stands up for salah, Allah is angry with him. Allahu Akbar. My respected brothers, the great muhaddis and the great companion of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an, would say, it is better for you to put stones in your mouth than to put something haram. It is better to fill your mouth with stones than to fill your mouth with something that is haram. Hazrat Sahal bin Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala an, he says, An-najatu fi thalathatin. Salvation is in three things. And these are the three arteries of iman. Ghor se sune, ye teen cheeze uski ahmiyat kitni hai. Salvation is in three things. Aklul halal. Dastarkhan mein jo kuch bichhaya hai na samne, halal hona zaruri hai. What you eat has to be halal. وَأَضَاءُ الْفَرَائِضِ. And to fulfill your obligatory duties. Allah نے جو چیز فرض کیا ہے اس کو انجام دے. واتباع سنة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم and finally to follow the sunnah of نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم. For a Muslim, these three things are very, very important. Making sure he eats halal, making sure he is regular and he fulfills the obligatory duties, and making sure that he follows the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala an is the narrator. He puts forward a beautiful hadith which he heard from Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is also recorded in the Sahih of Imam Bukhari. Hazrat Abu Huraira says, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, Inna Allah ta'ala tayyibun la yaqbalu illa tayyiban. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most pure, and He will only accept from you that which is pure. Allah khud paak hai, aur Allah ne sirf paak cheezo ko hi kabool karna hai. Hum duniya mein koi raddi cheez kabool nahi karte, to phir Allah ke samne koi raddi cheez pesh kar sakta hai? And he says, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, wa inna Allah ta'ala amara bil mu'minina amara bihil mursaleen. Allah has imposed upon the believers that which He imposed upon the prophets. The commands He gave to the Nabi, Anbiya, to all of the prophets, the same command is given to the Ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah says in His beautiful kalam, يَا أَيُّهَا الرُّسُلْ كُلُوا مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ وَعْمَلُوا صَالِحًا. O messengers, eat from that which is halal and pure. And the same hukam, command, is given to the believers. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. O believers, كُلُوا مِنْ طَيِّبَاتِ مَا رَزَّقْنَاكُمْ. Eat from that which we have given you to be, given to you to be halal and pure. Imagine the importance of halal luqma, my respected brothers. It is part of iman that what goes in has to be halal, 100%. Usme koi taweel ki gunjaish nahi. Koi taweel ki gunjaish nahi. And furthermore, the main part of the hadith, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains to us, and he puts forward an example of this person. In the hadith it comes, ثُمَّ ذَكَرَ الرَّجُلُ, and Allah's Nabi mentioned about a person, يُطِيلُ السَّفَرُ. Allah's Nabi says that this person was engaged in long durations of travel. Ye aadmi musafir tha zamane ke liye, safar mein hi rehta tha. يُطِيلُ السَّفَرُ. And ulama have mentioned that Allah accepts the dua of a musafir. Allah accepts the dua of a mariz, the one who is sick. Allah accepts the dua of a haji. So Allah accepts the dua of a musafir. And clearly Allah's Nabi has mentioned, yutilu safar. So people can understand that he is a musafir. And furthermore, Allah's Nabi describes his condition. Ye aadmi kaisa tha? Ash'asa aghbara. Untidy hair when you're traveling. And dust had covered the face and the clothes. Akbara, gubara alud tha. Dust everywhere. The hair was untidy. Ash'asa aghbara. And in that condition, he sits in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yamuddu yadayhi ila sama. And he stretches his hands to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is tariqe se. And then he says, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi. Allahu Akbar. He is pleading to his Allah that Allah accept my dua. This is what I want from you. Ya Rabb, Ya Rabb, Oh my Allah, Oh my Allah, Oh my Allah. These are the words of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah's Nabi says, فَأَنَّا يُسْتَجَابُ لِذَٰلِكَ. How is it possible that Allah will accept his dua? Allah will never accept his dua. Zara ghor kare, he is a traveler. Lifting up his hands, stretching it to the heavens, is tarike se dua kar raha hai. With all concentration, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi. He's saying, Oh my Allah, Oh my Allah. Allah's Nabi is saying that his dua will never be accepted. فَأَنَّا يُسْتَجَابُ لِذَالِكُ اس کی دعا کیسے قبول ہوگی. And then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives to us the reasons. And this is very, very important, my respected brothers. ہم اپنا جائز لے. مَطْعَمُهُ حَرَامُ. Allah's Nabi says, you expect Allah to accept your dua when your food is haram. مَشْرَبُهُ حَرَامُ. And your drink is haram. مَلْبَسُهُ حَرَامُ. And your libas is haram. When you see a person, you don't even know if he's a Muslim or a Hindu. Shall I greet him? Is he a Muslim? Does he deserve my salam? Because there are no signs on him that he is a Muslim. When a lady walks past, you don't even know whether she is a Muslima or a ghairi Muslima. Why? She's not even wearing a scarf. Malbasuhu haram. Your libas is haram. You are shy to grow a beard. You want to dress up like the kuffar. Allahu Akbar. وَغُذِّيَ بِالْحَرَامِ. And your food, your entire body is nourished with something that is haram. Your organs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you, it has been nourished with sources that are totally haram. وَغُذِّيَ بِالْحَرَامِ. فَأَنَّا يُسْتَجَابُ لِذَلِكَ. Allah's Nabi is saying, how will Allah accept your dua? You care about your salah, you care about your charity, you care about your saum. You ask the ulama, if I eat this, if I take an injection, vaccination, is my roza valid or not? If I do this in my hajj, is this jais or not jais? But what about the food that you eat? What happens to the food, the lukma, that enters your mouth? Uske mutalik tumhari kya raha hai? فَأَنَّا يُسْتَجَابُ لِذَالِكَ. Allahu Akbar. Many a times, my respected brothers, we complain, Allah is not listening to us. Allah is not listening to us. Why is He not listening to us? I was once traveling and I said to the chap who was serving us food, air hostess Jyoti, and I said, is this food halal? It was a man, and he said to me, Ya Sheikh, قُلْ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ كُلُّ halal. Say Bismillah, everything is halal. And touching my beard, saying that, you know. Ya Sheikh, قُلْ Bismillah, كُلُّ halal. No wonder the Muslim Ummah is suffering. No wonder we are humiliated. We take pride in everything that is anti-Islamic. Everything anti-Islamic. We want the best toothbrush. Give him a miswak. Oh, ji, miswak. Oh, ji, kya? Everything anti-Islamic. Everything that is in fashion, give it to him and you will see the youth applying it. Taking it happily. Isko istimal kare. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala an is the narrator. And we talk about this great senior sahabi, Hazrat Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala an. Not an ordinary sahabi from Ashre Mubashra, the man who was the Amir, who led the campaign against the Persians during the Khilafat of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, the man who took the place of Khalid bin Walid, Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah, Hazrat Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas. Not an ordinary sahabi. And Hazrat Ibn Abbas is the narrator. He says that Hazrat Sa'ad came to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, Ya Rasulallah, can you make dua for me that I become mustajabud da'wat? Hey, mustajabud da'wat kya hai? Pata hai na? Immediate acceptance of your supplication. Bil faur, tumhari dua kabul ho jaye, usko kehte hai mustajabud da'wat. Immediately Allah would accept your dua. So you lift up your hands, and there were many amongst the companions who were mustajabud da'wat, including the daughter of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whose name was Hazrat Ruqayya, which we will be talking about tonight inshallah after Isha. She was also mustajabud da'wat. And Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned to Hazrat Sa'ad and said to Sa'ad, Sa'ad, you want to become mustajabud da'wat? It is very easy. Make sure what you eat is halal, you will become mustajabud da'wat. What a simple formula. Allah ke Rasul ne kitni aasani farmayi. You want to become mustajab ud-dawat, what you eat has to be halal. And then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Hazrat Sa'd, Sa'd, remember, if you eat something that is haram, Allah does not accept your salah for 40 days. Your salah becomes ineffective. 40 din ke liye tumhari namaz Allah kabool nahi karte, Allah does not accept your salah for 40 days when you stand up and you've ate something that is haram. For 40 days Allah does not accept your namaz. These are the words of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allama Zahabi has mentioned one hadith in his kitab, Kitabul Kabair. He says that there is one angel that stands in the zone of Masjid Aqsa, and day and night that angel makes an announcement, ma lam yaqbalillahu minhu sarfan wala adlan, that anyone who eats haram, this angel is in the area of Masjid Aqsa, and he says that the one who eats haram, Allah does not accept from him optional prayers and obligatory prayers. نہ اس کی نوافل اللہ قبول کرتے ہیں نہ اس کی فرائض قبول ہوتی ہے. It is of paramount importance, my respected brothers. We should not take this lightly. کہ جی خیر ہے, we go to a shop, it says halal. Oh my respected brothers, today you can make your own sticker through the internet, and people make their own cards and postcards and even documents. They can forge it. Today we live in a world, a very fast world, and just because it says they halal, it does not mean it is halal. As a consumer, you have every right where you buy your meat to go and inquire and ask, and the shopkeeper must be open and transparent, and willingly he must explain to you, okay, this is where I buy my meats, ye gosht yahan se aata hai. When you go to the restaurant, you hold the power as consumers. Uski dukaan us waqt chalegi جب آپ نے اس سے مال لینا ہے. واللہ العظیم, my respected brothers, I am not here to put down any business, but I am a believer. As an imam, when I stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will question the imams of Leicester, that you knew what was happening, but yet you were quiet and silent. For who? You feared people, you did not fear Allah. And I am just discharging my duty. میری ذمہ داری پوری ہو جائے, میں نے تو اللہ کو جو ہے جواب دینا ہے نا. This is not about business, my respected brothers. جیسے مدرسہ کا چندہ ہوتا ہے ہم دیتے یا نہیں, مسجد کا چندہ ہوتا ہے دیتے یا نہیں, یہ بھی دین کا مسئلہ ہے. What you eat has to be halal. اللہ نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said, يأتي على الناس زمان, a time will come upon my ummah, لا يبالي, he will not care. He will not care what he takes that is in front of him. Amin al halal, amin al haram. Is it a halal acquisition? Ke jo usne liya apne liye, is it halal or is it haram? He will not be bothered. One of the signs of qiyam. Bas. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, al halalu bayyin wal haramu bayyin. Banu Israel were punished because of this. They were destroyed because of this. They made that which was haram halal and halal haram. Quran Kareem mein hai ya nahi, mutala kar ya. Allah's Nabi has said, al halal ubayyin wal haram ubayyin. Halal is clear, haram is clear. Wa baynahuma mushtabihat. And between the lines of halal and haram, you have things which are confusing. Mushtabihat, something that is confusing to a person. And Allah's Nabi gives a fatwa, a simple fatwa. If you don't know whether this item in front of you is halal or haram, Allah's Nabi says, فَمَنِ اتَّقَ الشُّبُهَاتِ, the one who saves himself even from that which he doubts, it is confusing for him, he doesn't know. فَمَنِ اتَّقَ الشُّبُهَاتِ, and Allahu Akbar, my respected brothers, the stories that we hear, shocking. The one who saves himself from even that lukma, that morsel, which is of shubah, he doubts, استبرأ لدينه وعرضه. He has saved his religion and he has protected his honor. And in the hadith it comes, وَمَنْ وَقَعَ فِي الشُّبُهَاتِ, the one who goes into items that are shubuhats, are doubtful, وَقَعَ فِي الْحَرَامِ, he will fall in the trap of haram, he will fall in the trap of shaitan. And so Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has clearly said, دَعْ مَا يُرِيبُكْ إِلَى مَا لَا يُرِيبُكْ. Look, if you have doubt, stop, save yourself from that, to that in which there is no doubt. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَا يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ جَسَدٌ غُذِيَ بِالْحَرَامِ. And the narrator of this hadith is Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq. You will hardly find Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq narrating hadith. He's very, very careful, making sure. Others were narrating, but he would not narrate. He feared that he would not misread the meaning of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or misquote the hadith. So very few ahadith are narrated by Hazrat Abu Bakr, but this hadith in Bayhaqi is narrated by Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an. And he says, I heard from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, la yadkhulu al-jannata jasadun ghudhiya bil haram. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not give a place to that body in Jannah that has been nourished with haram. Jasad ka mana jism. That body which has been nourished with haram will not enter Jannah. Oh, my respected brothers, hum hajj ke upar hajj karte hain, umrah ke upar umrah karte hain. We are regular in our salah. We are punctual with our obligatory duties. But there is a lot of complacency, especially in England, when it comes to the halal food industry. And that is why all of the masajids in Leicester, majority rather, the majority of the masajids in Leicester today have dedicated the session of Jumu'ah to this topic, so that it has an impact upon the ummah. So we realize the importance of halal food. Har masjid mein, jamia masjid mein chale jaye, jahan jana ho masjid e noor mein yahi mauzu hai. There is a lot of complacency. And let me make it clear to you, my respected brothers, I am not part of the HMC, Halal Monitoring Committee. I don't get a cut out of HMC for speaking about HMC. But everyone here is part of the Ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this fikr to make sure that halal food is distributed to the Muslim Ummah is very, very important. I just want to speak out to you some information given to me, which is very, very important. Aadhe ghante mein to insaan kya kar sakta hai? But there was a meeting of the ulama with the HMC. All of the locals, local ulama were there. All of them were invited. Sab waha maujood. What happens in the UK? Zara isko par le. And I think this magazine will also be distributed outside the masajid. Isme zyada information hai. It says here approximately 5 million chickens enter the UK halal market weekly. Kitni? 5 million. And these are chickens that we eat at homes, schools, prisons, hospitals, restaurants and other venues. Only from the 5 million, 20% of these chickens are unstunned. HMC certifies 15% from the 20%, and there are other sources of the 5%. It says 80% of these chickens are stunned prior to slaughter, and the act of stunning is cruel. Now, according to the Masla, you will find some scholars saying that if you stun a chicken and if it doesn't die, and before dying if you slaughter it, that is halal. But the question is, my respected brothers, the sunnah method of slaughtering the animal during the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the time of Khulafai Rashidin, even in the Islamic Empire, there was no such thing as stunning. Fatwa alag baat hai, halal haram ki. The proper method is to make sure that at least three vessels are cut so that the blood flows out. It is not clogged into the meat. And it is healthy. When you eat something that is halal, it is healthy because the blood comes out. And that is why I have met many, many Christians who want to buy meat from halal butchers because of the method of slaughter. But according to DEFRA, the official regulatory body, and this is not a Muslim organization, even if you were to say that stunning is accepted, chalo. According to DEFRA, this organization, it's an official body, it says 33% of stunned chickens die even before slaughtering them. How many? 33%. What guarantee have we got that the chicken we are eating is not that chicken that died before slaughtering? What's the guarantee? And the Jewish community and for the Muslim community, this concession is there. The government has given us this concession. Hamein ye haq diya hua hai ke you don't need to stun any of the chickens or any of the animals. And Jewish logo ko dekhe unki community bade mazboot. Bade mazboot. Hamare yahan to people complain, £5.50 ki 3 chickens, very expensive. And a Jewish chicken, unke yahan, I think it is £5 or £6, £6.50, bazooka. Allahu Akbar. Now my respected brothers, more importantly, what is important for us to know, 50% of these chickens are slaughtered mechanically in England. That would mean there is no one manually doing it, there is no man, a Muslim, not slaughtering the chickens. 50%. And one of the largest supplier in England, the largest plant, is owned by a Sikh person whose name is Ranjit Singh. Kya naam hai? Ranjit Singh. Largest plant, one of the largest plants. And he supplies, and in his plant everything is done mechanically slaughtered. And it is issued halal, 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 halal. Stickers de di, halal. My respected brothers, we will be questioned on the day of Qiyamah. Dekhna aap. Mechanically slaughtered animals are haram without a doubt. And most recently what had happened in the year 2007, there's also information of this here, in Glasgow, the Muslim community of Glasgow had given their qurbani to an abattoir there to slaughter their animals. It is said that a non-Muslim slaughtered their qurbani. These are the blunders. And at times the person is smoking a cigarette, and sometimes this man has got no fear of Allah, and he gives the knife and blade to a non-Muslim. Bhai, I've got a phone call, you do the slaughtering. Or wahan se sticker ke upar sticker, sticker ke upar sticker, sticker ke upar sticker. Say, halal, everything is halal. Bhai, eat kullu halal. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim. My respected brothers, this is not about one shop, this is not about two shops. This affects every single one of us here. It is about the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Is Allah razi with us? Or are we carrying the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And you can read and you have the full information here, the magazine that will be distributed. And it says 33% of halal doner kebabs. Doner to bahut khate hai na hum. You know doner kebabs. Doner meat tested had pork additives in the UK. And majority of the people were saying with pork additives it tastes better. And cross-contamination is a major issue. I have also seen some of the slides, aliyazu billah, haram janwar khinzir israf and halal gosht jahan. Cross-contamination, that is a major issue, my respected brothers. And it says here, BBC in the 2003 Panorama documentary exposed the injection of pork enzymes into the chicken destined for the British market. Recently a processed product labeled halal had pork explicitly mentioned in the ingredients. Allahu Akbar. And there are a lot of also imports, halal imports from as far as Botswana, Brazil, Thailand. And when the HMC people went to Brazil, it is shocking, my respected brothers, to see the condition of the abattoirs in South America and in that part of the region. There is no one there to monitor, nothing. Wahan Musalman ki abati hai ki? And it says all of these products that come from abroad, many of them were outdated with invalid certificates. Invalid certificates. And some of these products were to be distributed in the schools of Lancashire, but Allah give jazai khair to LCM, which I believe is the Lancashire Council of Mosques, they stepped in and stopped everything. And now, alhamdulillah, the Lancashire Council of Mosques are making sure that even in the schools, HMC food will be distributed. Subhanallah al-Azim. Oh, my respected brothers, now if we are to remain silent, to feel kusur kiska hai? Kusur kiska hai? And it is easy, we like to circulate rumors, huh? HMC you have, HMC you have. It is a money industry, it is this and that. Have you taken time out to sit with the accountants, with the chairman, with the vice chairman? This is a body that is organized by, majority of them are scholars. Sheikh Muhammad bin Khalifa, by Hanif Halibi, he is also a scholar, Fari from Darul Bari. All of these good scholars, mashallah, for the sake of deen, for the sake of Allah, they have stood up. And they want to take off and alleviate the burden of halal from the ummah, general ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when we eat, we are satisfied. We know that there is a body that is checking everything. Now if there was another body that had stringent conditions like the HMC, we would accept that. But from the minute the animal is slaughtered, you will find an HMC inspector waiting there. And he will view the slaughter until it is packed, distributed, transported, and it goes to the restaurant, it goes to the butchers, and then every day an inspector goes to the butchers to see that HMC seal and stamp is there. So my respected brothers, this is our local body. Hamare ghar ka ye idara hai. And a lot of the people that work for HMC is also fi sabilillah. It says 750 hours on a weekly basis are donated free of charge. Free of charge. Over 150 shops are visited daily, my respected brothers. And in 20 cities, and it is still growing, alhamdulillah, 75 staff are working, inspectors and monitors. It is completely transparent. I've also had the chance to speak with these people, otherwise I would not sit here and talk, my respected brothers. Hamari bhi koi zimmedari hoti hai bolne ki. You can't just sit and talk. There is a responsibility. Anyone who has a problem, go and see and verify. Not because of your personal grudge. You say, I don't like that person, he's part of HMC, he's that, this is how he was talking to me. My respected brothers, throw away your differences and do everything for the sake of Allah and be united. Jewish community ko to dekhe. Allahu Akbar. One rabbi says something, everything is done. Aur hamare yahan to ikhtilaf. Kisi musalman bhai ne koshish ki, uske pair kaato. Chop him down. Somebody wants to do something, criticize him. Somebody does something, criticize him. A group of people standing there, no, that is haram, this is haram. Allahu Akbar, brothers, verify. Who is so stringent? Which organization is so meticulous when it comes to making sure and observing that the food that you eat is halal? We should fully support this body, my respected brothers. Karenge or nahi karenge? Inshallah ta'ala. And with that, my respected brothers, I mean no offense to brothers who may own a restaurant or a takeaway or a butcher shop here. We are not saying that what you sell is haram. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Clearly, we are not saying it is haram. But we are saying that the preferred method Islamically is the non-stunning method, which is monitored from the time the animal is slaughtered until it is served to your plates. Everything must be monitored. That is a system that HMC works on. And so whether what you sell is halal and haram, you are accountable. Allah will question you. Allah will question you. So wo halal hai ya haram hai, wo jane uska kaam jane. We are not issuing a fatwa if it is not HMC, it is haram. We are saying that according to the Sharia, the preferred method is what is adopted by the HMC, and it is a local body. Please support this body. Alhamdulillah, all of the scholars, Lester Masajid will be talking on this subject. Allah Rabbul Alameen, Hareko Tawfiq De, Wa Akhiru Da'wana, and Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.